Track 10, more news. Electric bus fleet rolled out by 2026. Electric buses will be rolled out across the South West by early 2026, Devon County Council have said. The announcement comes as Devon County Council begins work to install charging infrastructures at Exeter Bus Depot in readiness for the arrival of the new electric fleet later this summer. Located in the Matford Park and Ride, the charging points will be available for use by the public when not in use by Stagecoach Bus, creating a community charging hub with high-speed charging technology. DCC secured the initial zero-emission bus regional areas funding from the Department for Transport, with Stagecoach South West investing £15 million into the project. The first of the electric buses will be arriving in Exeter this summer, followed by Torbay and North Devon. The full fleet will be rolled out across the South West by early 2026. Peter Knight, Stagecoach South West Managing Director, said, "This project wouldn't have been possible without the backing from local authority partners DCC and Torbay Council, who share our ambitious plans to deliver a greener, thriving bus service for the region. Their support, along with the government and Stagecoach groups, gives us confidence for the future, and we look forward to welcoming the new fleet that will benefit the local communities and bus users alike."
Sheldon's new play park grand opening. Hundreds gathered at the King George V playing field in Sheldon on Saturday, March 29th, as local artist Laura Wall officially opened the village's new play park. Laura congratulated the Parish Council Play Park Committee for their hard work and said she was honoured to have been asked to do the artwork for the play park sign. "I am so pleased that the park is now opening," said Chair of the Play Park Committee, Joe Cumbly. "I love seeing all the children having fun." The Play Park Committee raised over £100,000 to completely renovate the play area. The new park includes equipment for all ages and abilities. "This is an inclusive space where everyone can have fun together," Joe commented. And there are several pictures with two youngsters there enjoying the slide in the new park. And there's what looks like a lovely willow shelter which has been planted to provide a natural play area and shade for children using the play park. There's also tyre swings and normal swings. All looks great.
Care home challenges ombudsman ruling. A Bishop Stainton care home accused of overcharging clients has refused to apologise and issue refunds and has called for the ombudsman to address unfairness in care home funding. Moores Park House was investigated by the local government and social care ombudsman after complaints were made that it had imposed additional charges for care. The ombudsman was concerned that additional charges were not detailed in the client's contract and that other residents had been charged for additional hours without the care home first amending their contracts. The ombudsman recommended that Moores Park should apologise and pay £100 in recognition of the claimant's time, trouble and frustration and refund additional fees. However, Moores Park said its charges were fair and based on client need and stated that contracts allowed for a fair increase if care needs changed. It also suggested that the ombudsman should be addressing the well-publicised cross-subsidy by private fee payers of residential and nursing care compared with state-funded clients paid via the local authority. The fee for the complainant was increased only after a reassessment of needs at an annual review, said a spokesperson from Crocus Care, which runs Moores Park. They were previously below the 25-hour threshold and were aware that we charged this way even though they were not subject to it previously. The ombudsman has not understood our attempt to charge fairly according to client need, and so we did not agree with their view, the spokesman added. Moores Park had initially agreed to refund the additional fees, but subsequently decided not to implement any of the ombudsman's recommendations. "We provisionally proposed to refund the claimant only to achieve a resolution to complaint, but we withdrew this as there was an important principle of fairness," at stake, explained the Crocus Care spokesperson. The Ombudsman has entirely sidestepped our suggestion that it should investigate the unfair monopoly position adopted by local authorities, which leads to well-published requirements for a cross-subsidy from private fee payers in order for providers to be viable. It is this iniquity that leads to providers looking for ways to achieve this, whilst also seeking a fair way to calculate fees. This led to our policy of setting a threshold for care and charging an additional amount when this was exceeded, so that, as far as possible, those that had the highest needs paid the most and were not being subsidised by those with lighter needs, Crocus Care explained. The LGO stated, "We investigate individual complaints, and the points that the care provider raises were not the subject of the complaint that came to us. We are not satisfied with what the care provider has done. The evidence shows it decided that the woman needed additional care, but there's no evidence to show it first reassessed her needs. While the care home sent a letter about the increase, the baseline it imposed was not stated in the contract. Because it has not put right the injustice, several residents may have been wrongly charged for their care. Last year, a Care Quality Commission report rated Moorspart as inadequate for a second time and kept the home in special measures. Moorspart challenged the report findings and said the CQC is currently considering its request for review. We believe the overall rating should be requires improvement. We continue to work on making improvements to the service with respect to quality assurance," commented the Crocus Care spokesman. And there's a photograph of the Moss Park House in Bishopstainton.
Dawlish Beach clean-up this Saturday. Boat Cove in Dawlish is due for a spring clean this Saturday. Environmental group Dawlish Against Plastic is organising its monthly beach cleans again. Saturday's clean-up will start at 4:30 due to the tides. Dawlish Against Plastic supplies all the equipment needed. And the spokesman said, "Please help us take pride in our coastal location, save swimmers and sea life from the harmful effects of litter and enjoy a friendly company. And children accompanied by adults are welcome." Meanwhile, at Coriton Cove, the group has installed a new beach toy library. The spokesman said, "Some people will say that there are a lot of plastic things in there, but nothing is new. These are things that have been abandoned. We hope that in asking people to borrow, play and return, that abandoned toys will get a longer, useful life."
Hair salon cut above the rest as it makes the finals. A hair salon in Newton Abbott could be named the best in Devon as it makes it to the finals of this year's Muddy Stiletto Awards. Gershwin's Hairdressing is in the running to be named the best hair salon in Devon. The Queen Street business is among the final five in the annual awards, which run across 35 counties. And should Gershwin's triumph, the popular salon will go up against other regional winners. An annual affair, the Muddy Stiletto Awards seek nominations for 21 lifestyle categories, including Best Hair Salon. Voting in the regional finals lasts until April 15th, with winners being announced on April the 30th. Regional winners from every category will then automatically go through to the national finals.